So I am teaching a course in the winter term called Introduction to Science and Technology Policy Analysis. It's an elective for MPPs, but for those of you interested in the Science, Technology, and Public Policy program, it's a required course for that program. The idea behind the course is that science and technology are important parts of our everyday lives. So, you know, we all interact with technology, microphones, computers, etc. But as you all know, certainly from your varied experiences in the econ classes, we also use science, math, technology in order to influence policy in a variety of areas. So there's, you know, sort of we often talk about two different things. One is the role of science and technology in policy in general. So that's one of the major themes of the course. And in that theme of the course, we'll talk about, you know, how science is used in policy, what we should know about the way science is done, evaluated, the social organization of science, and what that means for you as people interested in politics and policy, how you'll go about analyzing it, the nature of scientific controversy, which seems like it's increasing all the time. So how do we deal with the fact that there are constantly scientific controversies or things that seem to have nothing to do with science seem to come down to disputes over facts and values? And then finally, the politics of knowledge and expertise in policy. So how do policy domains, from financial policy to child welfare policy to environmental policy, how do we decide what constitutes relevant knowledge and expertise in a particular policy domain? The second major theme of the class is policy making for science and technology, so research funding policy, large technological projects from nuclear power, environment, health, et cetera. We'll talk about the evolution of science policy, the governance of controversial technologies, and we'll also talk about large technological systems, like, you know, one could imagine nuclear power systems, or as I've been sort of obsessed with over the last week, the large technical computer infrastructures that were used to get out the vote for both of the presidential campaigns, some more successful than others. That may be a part of the class as well. And so I should mention very strongly, no scientific or technical background is required. There are no prerequisites at all. And the assignments are going to be a couple of short assignments, reading responses and op-eds, and then a larger term paper of your choice on an area of sort of politics and policy, either related to one of those two themes, and then there are pieces of it that you do over the course of the term.
We're still going to put you into section two, I guess, like the other students, if you want to request a switch after the term is over and can give the reason and perhaps what you just said, we might grant that request. So, yeah, anybody can ask to change, but as I say, we're not necessarily going to let everybody do it.